Welcome to the Midlife Chaos Podcast. I'm your host, Karen Michelle, a certified life and relationship coach, and I am so excited that you are here. The Midlife Chaos is for all of us facing midlife and wondering, how the heck did I get here? And where the flip am I going? Here we will talk about all the things that chaos brings. No topic is off the table, so join me on this adventure as we navigate the midlife chaos.
Hey, do you ever just have one of those weeks or days or even just an afternoon where you're just not feeling it? Or maybe you're just kind of feeling a certain way? Well, that's kind of how I'm feeling today. That's kind of how I'm feeling lately. The last few weeks we've had some, you know, just some challenges or even highs or lows in all the different areas of my life, with family things, with relationships with our work associates and employees. We've been able to visit with some friends that we haven't seen in a long time, and we've had to say, or not say, but maybe just reevaluate where some people are in our lives. We've had changes in our church. As I've kind of mentioned, Jared's no longer the bishop of our ward, and so that has brought a whole different vibe into our relationship and just with our time. It's funny how I complained for so long that he, you know, would prioritize church stuff or spent so much time doing church stuff. And at the same time, saying that it's kind of nice. We have the kind of relationship where I don't need him home, excuse me, every night. And I like my space. I like being able to do what I want to do, me and the kids, whether, you know, we have activities going on or if we just want to make a simple dinner or feel like I have to make a whole dinner, what, you know, whatever it is. But with Jared being released, I feel like he is home a lot. Yes, I complained that he was never home, but I don't know if I would miss maybe one night a week he found something to go do. Anyways, it's been nice having that time too. What else is going on? Some health challenges. And at the same time, I'm feeling the best I've felt in a long time. And so I don't know, I'm just kind of feeling lately like things are just kind of different. And as I was kind of trying to plan this week's episode, I usually like to do a few months, kind of make an outline of the things I want to talk about or people I want to talk with, and kind of jot down some favorite quotes or songs or things that inspire me. And this week, I just could not get into it. I could not focus on one thing. I would get great ideas, and as I'm trying to do the research or develop it, or, you know, what kind of things do I want to talk about or mention, it just wasn't going anywhere. And I was talking to my friend earlier, and I'm like, you know, I really just wanted to take the week off. Like, I think there's no shame in that. There's no rules here in the podcasting world, right? Hey, I'm just going to take a week off. See you next week. And I realized that I do this podcast more for myself than I do for anybody else. And I feel like the accountability I give myself to actually see something through for as long as I have on this weekly, going, you know, over 6 months doing the podcast, where I have really had to push me. And some of my episodes I'm super thrilled with. I love how they came out. Some of them, it's like I submit it, you know, I send it out to the internet, and then I realize, I forgot to mention this or that, or that didn't really come out the way I was thinking. And I've had episodes where I thought it started one way, and by the end, and what was the finished product was completely different. And so then I think, well, maybe somebody out there needed to hear that different message, or maybe I needed that. But anyways, I decided not to take the week off this week, even though I would love to, like I said, for the accountability. And I kind of got thinking, I was just, in a different town today, and on my drive home, I was thinking, you know, I bet a lot of us kind of feel that way sometimes. I bet a lot of us feel like, you know what, I've kind of given my all, and at this point, I just need a day. I just need some rest. I just need to not have to show up. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay that this was my week, and, It's not a poor me because I, like I've said, we've had great highs this week. We've had great lows. And some of the things have been developing over weeks, even months. And some of the things have been brand new to us. Whether that's good or bad, it's just how life is sometimes, right? So that's me today. And I was thinking, when Jer, he's a lot better at it than I am when people ask, oh, what does your wife do? Or, he'll say, oh, she does a podcast and you should talk to her about it. And when they'll say, oh, what is your podcast about? And I'm like, oh, just the midlife chaos, where we're all kind of finding ourselves at this stage of life and kind of dealing with the transitions, right? And I'm like, yeah, typically it's just me kind of rambling. You never know what you're going to get. I could be talking about sex one week and friendships or faith a different week. So you never really know what you're going to get on the podcast. And today, I think you're just going to get some rambling. And that is what it is this week. I did want to share, I've kind of had a couple different thoughts that I've wanted to develop more into a full episode. And I think I'll share those today just because I. Just have little blurbs about those topics. And if it, maybe some of the feedback tells me I should look into it more. But so with our some family this last week for spring break, we got to visit Jer's brother and his sister-in-law. But we were talking to my sister-in-law about the idea of your words matching like the vision, right? Jared and I talk a lot, whether to ourselves or our kids or people we work with or whatever. We say, you own your words. If this is what you said, stand by it, right? And that can mean lots of different things, whether positive or negative. But it was interesting that my sister-in-law had brought up this words versus the vision. And she kind of said, likened it, like when you tell your kids to clean their room. And the words are, go clean your room. I need to get this, this, and this done, right? And they'll come back and, oh yeah, I got my room clean. Okay, well, did you do this? Yep. Did you do this? Yep. Okay. So you go check the room. And of course, the room is not clean. The bed's not made. The clothes are still in the hamper in the corner. There might be a pile of toys on the floor, or in my case, it's art supplies and books and, whatever. And so, yeah, in their view, their room is clean. Look, there's a whole space to play in the middle. There's a whole, like, you can see my floor. It's clean. In mom's view, it's, I want the bed made a certain way. I want the clothes all put away, the countertop, the dresser top cleared off. I want it to be able to be vacuumed, right? But unless I express that in a way that the listener, a child or a friend or a co, an employee or whatever, unless you express that vision, this is what I want it to look like. Then they're going to take the words that you say, hey, I need this job done. And they're going to get the job done in the way that they see it. And this blew my mind. I don't know. Maybe this is a concept that's just normal out there. Maybe this is something that you guys are like, hello, isn't that how everyone does it? But it kind of made us think of a couple different situations just in the last few months where we have totally missed the boat on either an expectation from somebody else or somebody missed our expectation. And it goes down to not sharing the vision that we had. We just kind of used our words to say, hey, this is what we need done or what we need accomplished. And to them, they got it done. They checked that square and they moved on to their next task. To us, if we realize, and we've talked about it a number of times since, we need to start doing that in our business meetings. And even as we're setting, vacation plans between the two of us. Okay, we want to do this trip. Okay, but what does that look like to you? Well, to me, it looks like sitting on a sandy beach with my book in hand, dipping my toes in the water every so often, getting a fruity drink, taking a nap, dressing up for dinner. That's what that looks like. Maybe to Jer, a vacation looks like, hey, I want to go to New York City. I want to see the sights. I want to feel the hustle and bustle. And even though we can kind of agree on a location, our expectations of what a vacation is sometimes aren't always the same. And so we thought, wow, that is just really mind-blowing. So if you can take that into your life, hopefully that is something of value this week. Something else I've been thinking about quite a bit, actually since I've started my life coaching journey, is this idea of imposter syndrome. And I hear that used a lot, and typically it's used in like, okay, I'm gonna be a business owner, or I'm gonna be, this person. We're gonna give ourselves a title. And then we kind of beat ourselves up as if we don't measure up to what that title is. I'm a life coach. Well, like, I have my life together. People who knew me 3 years ago are thinking, I would never go to you for advice, for especially life coaching advice, right? And so you kind of struggle with that, like, how do I measure up to that? How do I measure up to those expectations? People are gonna find out I'm a fraud, those kind of things. I've also likened it to just positions I've been in. I've been the wife of our church pastor or our bishop for the last 5 years. And let me tell you, with that comes a bite your tongue, don't have an opinion sort of attitude that I've really, really struggled with because I am one that I definitely have an opinion. I don't always share it, which is probably nice, but I did kind of feel like I had to be a certain person. I felt like people expected me to behave a certain way, dress a certain way, act a certain way, watch my words, be kind, all that. It was funny. I was at an activity or an event on Saturday, and I said, "Hey, if you're looking for something nice to be said, I am not your girl. I am over it. I'm over this certain situation. I am over these certain people, and I have nothing nice to say. So if you're expecting that from me, go to a different table." And I really had to put that out there, because it's hard when, and I get it. I assumed all these things. I assumed people wanted me a certain way, and I put that pressure on myself, right? I also have that kind of as a business owner, I have to kind of keep some comments to myself. And, I have a team of people that I get to work with. My husband, we have a CFO, we have managers, and I can't always just voice myself in a way, because I do know there are different personalities and circumstances and things that you need to consider, right? Especially having employees and trying to get projects done that maybe you see things in a different way. And so I kind of have felt a little bit like kind of on that more go with the flow, go with the group kind of mentality, which has been hard for me. We've had a issue kind of come up recently in our business, and I was kind of done with keeping sweet or keeping things to myself. And I was very vocal about how I thought things should be handled. Not that I'm right. I'm not assuming I'm right. I'm just assuming that with my integrity and where my character is, sometimes that, like, I just had to be vocal, and I did not feel comfortable sitting by and watching things continue the way they were. Like I said, being a life coach, I've really struggled in different areas of my life. I see a therapist weekly because I have my own struggles, but then I feel like people look at me like I should have it all together because I do give advice. Or it's not even so much that I give advice. I like to think that I ask a lot of questions, and I hopefully direct people to find the answer within themselves. With that, I do have clients that it's kind of more of an accountability thing. They're working on things that they know need to be changed or fixed in their lives. And it's more of, hey, I just need you as my person to, I can come back and check in and make sure I'm on this path that I've already set for myself. My job here is to direct you, kind of like a pinball game, like keep you within like this little path that we've created, right? So I do kind of struggle that, I'm supposed to at least present that I have it all together. And believe me, I don't. And that's, I think we can kind of maybe see that in relationships with friends, relationships with our family members. I used to have a job in town that was it was a well-known position. I interacted with a lot of people in our community, and I did not agree with a lot of the way our county led things and the way our city handled a few things. And I was not allowed, quote unquote, allowed to voice any kind of opinion that would have gone away with what the status quo was for that. So I get it. I get people in situations where they put a lot of pressure on themselves, whether it's their own pressure or the pressure that they put on themselves because of maybe a position or status or something that they have in town. So kind of thinking about that, like imposter syndrome. So where are you guys at? Do you see yourselves in, you know, maybe a family situation or at work or whatever it is where you feel like people look at you and you're expected to be a certain person or a certain way? Do you feel like you're true to yourself when you're having to do that? And maybe you are. Maybe it's kind of nice to be a little more public and so it holds you accountable. Or maybe you're quietly suffering that this is not who I am and I wish I could say more. And what is it about the situation that doesn't allow you to? Anyways, those are my thoughts this week. As I'm just kind of have had it this week. I don't know why necessarily. We've had super exciting news happen in our family that hopefully we get to share soon. And we've also had some negative things, and I don't feel any kind of, you know, I've mentioned on the seasonal depression episode in January that I struggle with that, but the weather's been so great, even though it's been cold, the sun has been out and it's been so nice. And like I said, I feel the best that I've felt in years. And at the same time, I kind of feel like this weight of, I don't even know what the word is. It's not a negative necessarily. It's just, I'm not really feeling it this week. And maybe it's because I need to take a nap. I have been busy this week, the last couple weeks, just going and going when you're traveling. And then we've been busy with work this week or since I've got back from Boise. And so I have not taken my nap that I typically have. And so maybe that's it. Maybe it's the fact that I've given up carbs or very limited my carbs that makes me feel a certain way. But I have given the advice to plenty of people when I've known they've struggled or when they've had just stuff they're dealing with, even if it's happy, you know, planning a wedding and all the fun, happy things, it's still stuff, right? And I advise that they need rest. Go ahead, take that rest. I mean, even God took this, you know, took a day off to rest. So, who are we to not be able to rest? And that doesn't just mean, you know, lay in bed and rot, although those are great things too. I kind of plan on doing that tonight. I want to go plant myself on the couch with a movie and rot the night away. But, you know, resting from just the busyness of the world, resting from maybe changing the music that you have on, changing the type of content you're watching or listening to. Maybe the book you're listening to or reading right now is heavy and you just need something light. Or, you know, just resting from the typical, however that looks to you. And I think that's what I would give myself for advice this week, just kind of having these feelings that I'm having. But I appreciate the podcast because I have never set a goal in my life or have just seen something through the way I've seen this through. And yeah, every week is not fabulous. I get that. I'm new to this and I really have very limited to offer the world. I like who I am and I'm happy to share the smile on my face to everyone around. But I know there's plenty of weeks where it's like, oh, we're talking about this again or questionable things or whatever. But sometimes hopefully someone out there is getting something out of what I have to say. So I apologize for rambling today, but because I do need this consistency in my life and I'm showing to myself that I can see things through even when they seem hard. And hopefully that's an example to my kids that even something stupid as a podcast, I'm sticking it through. And I love it. I really do love it. I just have really struggled this week because I feel this pressure or this desire to offer something. And I do have great things coming up. I've got some interviews that'll be shared in April. And I'm super excited about those. I've got some incredible friends and that are going to share their story of where they are in their life and some unbelievable things that they've been able to overcome. And I'm really looking forward to that. And so maybe as I'm just kind of gearing up for that, I'm taking some time. I don't know, just me rambling today. And I appreciate you listening. But thank you. I do appreciate all of you. I appreciate you for listening. I appreciate the feedback. And I'm just grateful. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the Midlife Chaos. If you liked what you heard, please leave a review. I sure would appreciate that. And of course, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a new episode. If you want to see what else we are up to, check out my Instagram at the Midlife Chaos or join our Facebook group, Midlife Chaos VIPs.